Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Number 2, April 2023. Article Number 9, Original Research Article. Microplastics Contamination in Two Peripheral Fish Species Harvested from a Downstream River. Authors M. R. Maulana, S. Seifel, Z. A. Mutchleson. Corresponding Author, Z. A. Mutchleson. Department of Aquaculture, Faculty of Marine and Fisheries, Universitas Sayakwala, Banda Aceh 23111, Indonesia Marine and Fisheries Research Center, Sayakwala University, Banda Aceh 23111, Indonesia. Abstract, Background and Objective, The occurrence of plastic waste pollution in waters has become a major issue globally. One of the waters which tend to be polluted with plastic waste such as bags, food wrappers, and unused fishing nets, is the Kruang Aceh River, which is located in the center of Banda Aceh City, Indonesia. Microplastics in the rivers potentially contaminate the fish through the food chains, and are then transferred to humans once consumed. The two species of fish that are frequently caught by fishermen in the Kruang Aceh River and consumed by the local people are mullet mugilcephalus and bagok catfish Hexamatichthys sager. Both have the potential of being contaminated with microplastics that enter the river. Therefore, this study aims to analyze the status of microplastic pollution in mullet M. cephalus and bagok catfish H. sager harvested downstream of the Kruang Aceh River, Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Methods: the fish samples were caught in three locations, namely in the river estuary, residential, and agricultural areas. A total of 50 mullets and 46 bagok catfish were employed for analysis. Microplastics were analyzed in the digestive tract using a microscope, while waste in the carcass was detected using the Fourier transform infrared analysis. Findings: in mullet, the highest number of microplastic particles were found in fish samples caught in river estuary, followed by the sample from residential areas. Meanwhile, the lowest abundance of microplastic was recorded in sample near agriculture areas. In bagok catfish, microplastic abundance in samples from the river estuary in residential areas was almost the same, and it ranged from 7 to 8 particles fish. The lowest particle number was in bagok catfish caught in the region near agricultural areas. This study indicated fiber as the most dominant microplastic in the two fish species at all sampling locations. It also had three colors in the alimentary tract of mullet and bagok catfish, namely red, blue, and black, which was predominant. The Fourier transform infrared spectrum showed several wave number peaks signifying alkane compounds presence, which are microplastic characteristics. Based on the peak values, the presence of two polymer types was suspected, namely polyethylene and polypropylene. Conclusion: fiber and film microplastics were found in the digestive tract of mullet and bagok catfish, where the number of particles was most abundant in the mullet. The Fourier transform infrared test was also detected the presence of microplastic pollutants in both species. This indicates that mullet and bagok catfish in Kruang Aceh River have been contaminated by microplastics and are not safe for consumption. Keywords: fiber, film, Fourier transform infrared, plastic waste, water pollution. You can read full article at ggesm.net.